Bravo Zulu, or Delta Zulu, portable.
Not sure which call sign just called out because it was kind of scratchy, but this is KQ4LOO.
KZ4DZ, is it any better now?
I think you said KZ4DZ. Yes, it is. Much better.
Okay, thanks. I just finished up doing some mountaintop portable stuff over on Sassafras Mountain, and I'm on my way back down the hill on the portable right now.
Where's that located?
Right on the state line between North and South Carolina, and it's the highest point in South Carolina. It's like north of Pickens, northwest of Greenville.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Moonville, Piedmont area, but that's where I'm located currently.
I'm very familiar. Wanted to check and see if I'd be able to get into the repeater. I've got a couple hills kind of between us, and so I guess it's good that it worked. I had to use 17 meter because all the regular bands I normally do are full with all the contesters.
A contest going on, I got you. But yeah, it's kind of like scratchy, staticky a little bit, but you're coming in good otherwise.
Thanks. Well, I appreciate it, and take care. It was nice to make contact with you. Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu monitor.
After that, KQ4LOO.
Quebec 4, come low.
Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, go ahead.
Just put up an antenna. I've just heard y'all and I wanted to see if it was coming through. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina, over.
I believe it's making it into the repeater fine. It's a little scratchy on my end, but I think that's just because I'm portable up in the mountains right now.
I'm receiving you too over here in Piedmont, and I get the same thing. It's a little bit scratchy, but I can understand what you're saying.
Just put up a diamond fixed antenna. It's the first 2 meter permanent antenna I put up. I'm not sure how it's going to work.
Be on a little bow thing, HT on a with a diamond antenna myself on the mobile rig. So you're coming in pretty good on my end.
Appreciate it. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo clear.
That was in the mountains up near Sassafras. Are you still on? This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike Mobile.
4, Romeo Mike. This is KZ4DZ, Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu. I'm still here.
Name here's Fred. I just caught the tail end of your conversation. Did I understand that you had been up on Sassafras?
That's right. I did a little summits on the air activation on HF and made a couple VHF contacts up there as well, but my main focus was HF. Had to struggle with all the contesters this morning.
Ken, yeah, I know there's a contest going on. Well, nice to meet you. I think it was Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Zulu. My name here is Fred, Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. I have a mountain home up in just inside North Carolina that is very near Sassafras. In fact, I can, from my mountain where I am, I can, when the leaves are down, I can look and see Sassafras. But I have a station up there, an HF station, and do quite a bit of DXing from up there when I'm up there. I live in Piedmont, but I have a mountain home up there. Over.
The name is Joe here. Yeah, that's a nice spot. I've had some pretty. I mean, I don't have a base station set up. I'm looking to set that up in the next couple weeks. But I predominantly do portable stuff, and when you get up on top of the mountains, you can get some good DX up that way. A few weeks ago, I was getting all over the place on 10 meters, even into some mountaintop portable stations in Switzerland and Germany.
asked about that a bit a few weeks back, maybe a couple of months ago. I can't remember exactly. I was hiking up at my place in the mountains, and I had my HT with me, and I was on the simplex frequency. I guess it's 145.620, I believe it is. And I actually worked a station that was over on Sassafras doing SOTA, Summits on the Air, on 2 meter, and I forget the guy's call sign. Nice guy, but I made a contact with him while I was out on the hiking trail over.
For me, that's the part of amateur radio that I enjoy the most. I mean, it's a great excuse for me to get outside. You know, I mean, after the kids go to bed, you know, sometimes I'll throw something up in the yard and mess around on CW a little bit. But for the most part, it's an excuse, a good excuse to get outside.
Yeah, well, that's very good. Yeah, my two hobbies are ham radio and hiking, and I'm not sure which one I like to do best, but they're both a lot of fun. Well, anyway, Joe, it's nice to meet you. Look forward to talking to you again, and maybe sometime when you get up that way again, if I'm up on my mountain place, we can have a face-to-face QSO. You take care, my friend. 7-3s to you, and good DXing. Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu, this is K4RM Mobile.
Fred, it was nice to talk to you today in 7-3. KZ4DZ monitor.
This is KQ4LOO. I'm just curious, has anybody ever seen a rig where somebody built it's like a mobile that you put into your car, but it's put into an ammo can with a battery pack and a half-wave antenna?
KZ4DZ. I've definitely seen that. There are a lot of tutorials on how to build those on YouTube floating around.
Roger that. Well, my best friend built one, and I was, to my pleasant surprise, it worked, and it worked well. We were actually inside of his home, his brick home, and we were able to acquire signal, and it was very clear. I was truly impressed with his build.
Sorry, I'm dropping down at the valley here, and I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, you're breaking up on my end, too. I can tell you're definitely going through some rough place there.
Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf. Yeah, check. Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
I copy you loud and clear. This is KQ4LOO.
Romeo India Golf clear.
At 4 Golf India Kilo.
This is KQ4LOO. I have a question about contesting. How does that exactly work? Because people just go on different frequencies and try to reach out to as many people as they can, or what? Negative. You are still breaking up.
Roger. I'll try again in a few minutes.